USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, former advisor to President Trump, has been convicted on contempt of Congress charges for defying subpoenas from the January 6th House Committee. Bannon was convicted on two counts, for failing to testify and for failing to provide requested records. Outside the courtroom, Bannon said that he disagreed with the decision, and while he may have lost the battle, he will win the war.
I stand with Trump and the Constitution, and I will never back off that, ever.
It's been over 40 years since someone was convicted on contempt of Congress charges. The White House says President Biden has a runny nose, a cough, and some fatigue as he recovers from COVID. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding Biden met with his economic team virtually to discuss high gas prices. USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Ethan Crumbly, the accused Michigan school shooter, will remain behind bars in adult jail. Crumbly was in court Friday for his monthly hearing on if he can be moved to a children's juvenile center. The judge in Pontiac, Michigan, denied that request. Crumbly is accused of killing 4 students and injuring 7 others at Oxford High School in November of last year when he was 15 years old. His trial is set to begin in January. Americans are paying near-record prices for used cars. A report from the car shopping app Copilot reveals the going rate is about $10,000 above pre-pandemic levels. It puts the average price for a used vehicle at over $33,000 in June. That's a 0.5% increase from May and just below the survey's peak in March. Copilot's CEO saying the demand for used cars remains strong. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The White House announced Thursday a $37 billion crime and policing proposal named the Safer America Plan. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Cloud is no fan of the president's new ideas regarding criminal justice.
He's got sinking poll numbers, and the American community, he's realizing, is not behind this, what's going on in their communities. But the other thing really is this is the ultimate goal of the defund the police movement. The goal of the defund police movement isn't to get rid of police. It's to be able to nationalize the police.
Republican senators are describing what they saw on their recent trip to the U.S. southern border. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it's utter chaos and we have open borders. The senator is calling out Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar.
Well, what he's saying is a flat-out lie. Last weekend, I brought 7 senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. There were 2 little girls in that group who were both 7 years old. They were both unaccompanied minors. They didn't have a parent. They didn't have a family member. They weren't sisters. They were just with a larger group. They had been brought over by violent drug cartels.
If you're a lottery player, the jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is set for just over $660 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.